Wesley's Inferno, Canto 4. Once we disembarked and reached the summit of a barren ridge, a vista of innumerable parked cars lay below. We drove through clouds of midges, swarming and stinging. The car's occupants, naked and wedged so tightly they couldn't move their arms or legs, facing a gigantic movie screen on which dead-eyed, chancre-riddled junkies were forever fucking. "This is my home circle," Cotola said, "where I reside when not given tours. These monikers and bills must eternally endure the stab of insects and the touch of flesh they can't abide. During my Earth time, I too was sex-obsessed. Nothing could cure my cravings for lesbia, nihil sit tatits. So now with them, for my sins I must endure the punishment of these stabbing stings, this looping film." Catullus then emoted a theatrical B-movie sigh. "These punishments seem ludicrous, way over the top for a loving God," I cried. He broke into a sardonic laugh. "Haven't you read Nietzsche? God ain't alive. Literalism ain't where it's at. Think of this night as a soul-engendered hallucination, not a product of a bearded God's wrath. Think of it as a sort of a game. Think PlayStation. But this contradicts what you said before about reprieve. Think of this as a trip," he said, "a psychedelic vacation."